Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how are we doing?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm having a really good day.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that.
And you guys are a part of it.
Oh, schmoozy.
I know. Who am I? Yuck.
You've said that this is one of the TV shows you've been the most excited about all year. What are we talking about?
Oh, well, it's kind of. So this is a show that I had low expectations for, and now I've watched it, and I am just, like, obsessed. I don't know if it compares to Michaela Cole's...
I May Destroy You.
I May Destroy You, but it is also just so fantastic. So this is called I Hate Susie. It's a show starring Billy Piper of Doctor Who, Stage, Secret Diary, Call Girl, so much, such a long-winded career. She's done everything. She started off as a pop star when she was 16.
Did she?
Yeah, yep. she was a child star.
She was the youngest person to top the charts in Britain, actually.
Whoa.
Right.
I know.
Go Billy Piper.
And it's a show about a woman who is a celebrity whose nudes get leaked online.
Oh, no.
And the ensuing fallout of that. And you can't talk about the show without first talking about the fact that this show, every episode, all 8 episodes, are based around a stage of grief. So the first episode is shock, denial, fear, shame. It goes through them all, basically, until you get to acceptance in episode 8. And every episode is filmed in a way that portrays that theme. So like the camera work and the editing, all of that is designed to portray that theme. So, for example, the Fear episode is shot like a horror film, basically.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. And it's all directed by 2 directors the whole way through. So I don't know how they moved from genre to genre. Because I was watching, I was like, surely they've got a new director for every episode to portray these certain things. But no, it's 2 directors, like, playing with genre, which I thought was just so amazing. Mm. And Billie Piper is a standout performer. She is just so, so, so talented in this. And it kind of mimics her own life. So the main character, Susie Pickles, was a child star who rose to fame very quickly. And then that kind of, like, when you're young and deal with fame and go so quick, like, how do you deal with that, and what happens to you, and when you have no limits, like, what are your limits, and how do you become a, like, functional person in society? And the show was just, like, brilliant, because it's so much fun to watch, but at the same time it's really nuanced and there's so many readings you can take from it. So like, I was watching it and I thought it was a show all about feminine power and how men can take away your feminine power with very little consequence, and like gaslighting and lying and all that kind of stuff, because she deals with her husband, who is a just awful, awful dude. I think he's played by a guy named David Ings, who's an actor from something that I've seen.
He's in like a lot of kind of comedy British shows, and he always plays the posh dickhead. That's generally his role.
Yeah.
But he's quite good at it. He's very good at it.
Oh, he's so good. And he's so good at this, because he plays this like victim of her sex scandal, but is also just so not the victim at all. And like, she's clearly the victim, and like, she never gets a chance to be the victim, but then he always says, you're playing the victim, and it's just like back and forth. At one point he says this line in front of her about like how, because basically he's a school teacher and how she provides for the whole family, basically, because she's a huge actress. And he goes, it's not my fault people value the wrong things.
Oh.
And I was like, this is a woman that you're in love with and have a child with, and she's supported you and bought your house and paid for your PhD, and you're going to come back to her with that?
That's so nasty,
Really just...
So you really, this is the character that you will undoubtedly hate in this show.
Oh, there's so many you'll hate. so many you'll hate. But also, because she is contrasted by her best friend and manager and lifelong best friend, Naomi. And Naomi is just a regular person who has lots of problems and is just trying to survive as well. And they are bonded in their womanhood and how men are horrible to them, but also bonded in the way that they're best friends and they kind of play for each other.
Yeah.
And I just was taking notes last night to really, really like try get into it. And they are just like illegible. Like, they are just...
That's the sign of a good show, is when you're like, what was I thinking when I wrote this down?
Yeah, I mean, so there's like so many moments in the show where a woman will reclaim her power and be honest and upfront and like have like a beautiful moment, and it just gets cut down by the man straight away. Like, it just cuts to this like awful thing. So like, she makes an impassioned speech about her decision that she's finally made about a certain thing in the show that I'm not going to spoil. And she just gets slapped on the butt right after. It just takes away all the power, and it's so brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's like, it sounds awful, but like a very well-written depiction of that kind of horrible, horrible sexism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun to watch. Like, this was so enjoyable to watch. I mean, every time I kind of watched the show, I was like half a bottle of wine deep. I will be honest. But I mean,
do you think that that is the best way to be watching this show?
Definitely, because this is a show where you'll like want to have a Pinot Gris and be like, ooh, oh my God. And you're like, ah, it's brilliant. Like, this show is such a standout. I was so impressed because, as I said, I didn't go in with like huge expectations, but like, I know Billie Piper. She's been in so many things. She's so talented. I already knew that.
And I see it's written by Lucy Prebble, who wrote Succession.
Yeah.
Which I am currently watching.
Which you're currently watching. And we are currently watching for BFM next week. I've said it on air, so it's true.
Yes.
But Lucy Prebble and Billy Piper worked together as well on Secret Diary of a Call Girl. Worked together like on and off quite a few times. And this is the first time I think Billy Piper's been in a writing, producing kind of role.
That's really cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. And like, I just can't say it enough. Billie Piper is so, so, so talented. And like, she kind of disappeared off the face of the earth because she went into theatre and then she won a bunch of awards for theatre and like had a full on musical career. And like, that's kind of touched on. And this is obviously a parable for her whole life. Like, the show is like mimicking her life without the sex scandal, basically.
She was in a series I watched a while, a mini series called Collateral, which I have watched about 4 times now.
Really?
I love it so much. And she was honestly one of the standout characters in that show.
I think she's in for awards with this. I think it's just unbelievable. And I mean, what a gift that 2020 is to be churning out these great female-centric shows. And as we pointed out before we went on air, this show was almost denied from going and being produced because the production company already had a show about a woman in crisis. And they were like, no, we've already got a show about a woman, so we're not going to have another one. And then they missed out on this goldmine. And
who did back this? Is it at Hulu?
So this is on Neon, I'm not sure who produced it and who it was made for. Because I don't know if it was a streaming service original. I'm not really sure about that. I've reviewed multiple female-centric shows. I think only female-centric shows for the past 8 weeks. And they are just so good. Why would I go back to Breaking Bad? I mean,
that
was a bad example. That was a bad, bad example. But we are having such a good year of TV. I'm so obsessed. And this is on Neon as well. Neon is just smashing out the park at the moment. I really can't say it enough.
Nice.
If they want to hit me up, hit me up. I'll hit you up. I don't mind.
So this is I Hate Susie, for anyone who's just tuned in.
Very,
it's got Billy Piper in it.
Very weird name, but it makes so much sense.
How many episodes are we talking here?
8 episodes, 30 to 35 minutes, so digestible. I reckon Sunday, a little bit hungover, Bloody Mary in bed, binge this. You're going to have a treat of a time. It's going to be sick.
Hot recommendation from Sam. Thank you very much, Sam. I enjoyed that a lot.
No worries.
We'll see you next week.
We will.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.